Just an update on progress. We've just been advised that the spacecraft is on its internal power, and we're still on schedule for a 9 o'clock liftoff. So everything's nominal, and within about 10 minutes we should be having liftoff. Thanks.
Hello, this is China Central Television. China Central Television bringing you live coverage of the launch of Optus B1, an Australian communications satellite to be launched by a Chinese-made rocket. I'm Jian Qin. Time is now 6:54 in the morning and 22:54 Greenwich Mean Time. The Xichang launch site in southwestern Sichuan province is the location of today's launch. Now, we are bringing you this transmission live from Beijing on China Central Television, the national television network of the People's Republic of China. Now, over the next half hour or so, we'll introduce you to the Optus B1 mission, the Long March 2E launch vehicle, and its payload of a Hughes HS601 communication satellite. We also hope to introduce you to some of the background of the launch. Now, today's launch is the second attempt of the Long March 2E. The first one was on March the 21st, earlier this year. That launch failed when the rocket did not leave the ground after ignition. Now, launch officials have since built another rocket, which we hope will not be another disappointment. Now, the Xichang launch site, launch center, has two major launch sites. The Long March 3 launch pad was where the AsiaSat 1 telecommunications satellite was successfully launched and put into orbit 2 years ago. The Long March 2E launch pad was built in 1989, especially for this particular mission. It was first put into use in 1990 and is now the country's largest satellite launching facility. Now, the Long March 2E rocket is the extended version of the Long March 2 and the result of nearly 25 years of launch vehicle development. Now, in the nose cone of the rocket, beneath the outer shell of the payload fairing, sits the Optus B1 telecommunications satellite and its Star 63F perigee kick motor. Now, the perigee kick motor is responsible for placing Optus B1 into geosynchronous transfer orbit. Now, the mission's payload weighed 7,675 kilograms. Now, this will be the first of two Australian communications satellites to be launched by China's Long March 2E rocket. The second will be launched later this year. Now, these people here are spectators sitting on the balcony at Mission Control. Once again, here is launch site in Sichuan province.